This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. After a rather tumultuous genesis, which took place from 1939 to 1941, it has become one of the most frequently performed concertos of the 20th century. Written soon after his Adagio for Strings, Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto is likewise lyrical and open-hearted, and at the same time passionate and virtuosic. The concerto will be featured Saturday and Sunday during the Santa Fe Pro Musica's Classical Weekend at the Lenzic Center. And with us this morning is the soloist for Barber's concerto, the great New Mexico violinist, Carmelo de los Santos. Carmelo, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
Lots of concertos were premiered during the 20th century. Why do you think, from the perspective of someone who has worked on it and performed it, that this one became so popular?
I think the main reason is the accessibility of the language, the harmonic language, and the melodic content of the concerto. You know, you can sing the melodies, you know, after you heard the first time. And he has also that third movement, very virtuosic. It's the perfect modern concerto. Really.
And it does everything that a concerto needs to do in terms of offering you virtuosic challenges as well as offering melodies to the audience.
Exactly. That poignant sound of the violin, highly lyrical, high passages, you know, you get all of that. And as you said, you know, it was composed after the famous Adagio, and it has some of those elements, you know, this long, long melodies in the second movement, clashing harmonies, and it's just so sweet and so romantic, almost like a romantic concerto.
Right. What was your experience like working on it? Did you find it a very challenging piece to put into your repertoire?
Technically, not really. Musically, it is challenging because it's much more fluid. And if you think about the Adagio, where is the line going? It's going everywhere. It's like a circular melody. It just keeps going and going and going. And that happens a lot in this concerto. So it's kind of hard to keep that line and knowing where you go. It is challenging in that respect.
What do you feel like? What is the journey that you take when you're playing this music?
I go into this voyage of my past. It's not a driving forward kind of concerto, maybe the third movement, of course. But the first and seconds is just going inside you. For me, it's like my family and my old friends and sounds and colors and smells. It brings that element to me when I play this music.
As many people are going to know, you are an associate professor of music in violin at UNM. Mm-hmm. You balance your career as an educator with your career as a musician. How do those two feed each other?
Perfectly well. I could not do one without the other, really. Teaching my students and listening to them and seeing them and their struggles and seeing myself as a student going through all those struggles, finding the right articulation and the right amount of vibrato, the right amount of expression, what you want to say with the music, you know, beyond the technical aspects. You attack the technical problems first, but ultimately you have to express something. And finding where they meet, technique and music and expression, it's really magical. And I try to instill that in my students, to search for something. Don't just play an instrument. Music is this passion, is this thing that you search without end. There's always something to discover.
Carmelo de los Santos joins the Santa Fe Pro Musica Orchestra, a soloist for the Violin Concerto of Samuel Barber, Saturday at 6 and Sunday at 3 at the Lenzic Center. Also on the program is music of Beethoven and Vaughan Williams. Go to santafepromusica.com or call 988-1234. Carmelo, so great to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.